What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 27 of the Save Data Cast, your bi-weekly gaming discussion show. Yeah, I know, episode 27, right, Zach?
Yeah, I can't believe it's that many episodes now.
Bi-weekly gaming discussion show where we talk all things gaming, whether that be news, reviews, rumors, which we'll be talking about today, some rumors, how we feel about them, what we're expecting. I'm your host, David. Joining me, as always, we have our fearless captain.
Come all ye tarnished, welcome to the lands between.
What are you, maidenless?
Unfortunately, yeah.
No maidens?
We are joined by fellow tarnished and maidenless, Chris.
Oh my god, it's Thursday. You know what that means. It's been so long.
We surely do.
Ew. And last but certainly not least, the hockey stick and sickle herself. That's Elise.
This world is indistinguishable from my own mind. Every thought you have, I keep and count them all.
Is this some Destiny shit?
Almost some Destiny shit.
I should have intro'd you as Destiny 2 Raider, Elise.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a good photo for the folks because she's laying across my keyboard right now.
Oh, nice.
This show is brought to you by the generosity of our fans of fans and above patrons. That is Fofilla, Sabilla, Halucha, Rickret, Mystic Woody, Les, Antiluster, Traveling in a Box, and our quote-unquote official owners. We've got Bandicoot Commando and Kadabe. Thank you all for your support on Patreon.
And explicitly not Rusty because he doesn't give us money.
But we love him though.
We love him. He's great.
He's the official owner. Why would he give us one?
Yeah, no, these are the quote unquote official true. Owner. We Rusty's the official him. Owner. Before we get into our topic, which is gonna be this PlayStation Project Spartacus thingy majigger.
Terrible name, by the way.
I mean, that's not gonna be the release name.
It's I
wanna know. Chris, what have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing video games. Not like a ton because I'm a busy boy, but I've been playing video games. Namely, Horizon Forbidden West and Elden Ring.
Woo!
I've also been playing Sifu. Oh my god.
Woo!
I forgot you weren't on last time, so you didn't get to talk.
Yeah. And in a rarity for someone that plays Riot games on the frequent, I'm enjoying all of the games I'm currently playing.
Wow.
Oh, it's because you stopped playing League. There you go.
Yeah. And RuneScape. Now time. I haven't been playing RuneScape either. It's wild. I'll start in chronological order. So Sifu. I fucking love Sifu. I know David hates it because it's a game that he wouldn't like because it's a roguelike. But man, that game is good. I love Kung Fu movies, so I hate when people use the term, it's a love letter to blank. But this is a love letter to Kung Fu movies. How each level has like a big homage piece is really fun. There's like the old boy hallway in the first level. There's the raid scene in the second level. Yeah. You get it. It's really well done. It's very fun. I have problems with it. I have problems with this game. It's not perfect by any means. There are some things that are bad. The unlock system is not great. But just the overall core gameplay loop of do a bunch of Kung Fu fights, fight a cool boss, end is great. And like the aging gimmick is really well done and well implemented, which makes it more of a shame that the roguelike elements aren't as well implemented. Hello, Penelope.
Chris, importantly, joined by new data cat Penelope.
Yes, yeah. Penelope, her favorite game to watch is Horizon Forbidden West. Not a joke. When Vic plays Genshin, she couldn't give less of a shit. But when Aloy's on the screen, she's like, yo, what's poppin'? That game is fucking gorgeous. Just like full stop, that game very pretty. And overall, I like Horizon 1 a ton. I think Horizon 2 is a remarkable step up. A couple things mainly being like, they try to step away from limiting you to the bow. I think they did it a little too much because I like the bow being the primary, like your main bread and butter. Jesus Christ, Penny. But like they did it really good. Like you have a lot of options, especially with the staff, which is a much more primary weapon now than it used to be, which I have mixed feelings about, but overall I think it's a good choice. The skill tree system, fantastic. The story is very interesting, and my biggest like praise for this game is the writing is so much fucking better than the first one. Particularly like the dialogue, the story was already fine, but the dialogue is very good in this one. I think that it's just a thing of like, you know, they had a little more time. It wasn't as internally like, it wasn't like it's just Guerrilla, but like a little more love from Sony means they can hire people that maybe, you know, speak English as a first language to write some of the dialogue, which does help when you're a non-English studio or non-English speaking studio. Game's great. I honestly, like, I haven't gotten terribly deep into it, but I don't have any complaints yet. It's just very good.
You don't have any? Oh my god. I'm on such a spectrum.
Trying to think. Well, I mean, if you want to talk about Horizon now, do you have any complaints? You might spark me to think.
I have several complaints about Horizon. One, I think the melee is better, but that's like comparing it to a wet blanket. It was
an afterthought in the first game somewhat intentionally, which is not a good design.
Yeah, and it's they spent time on it, but I still don't think it's good, and it's only really any good against the humans that I've noticed. Like machines don't tend to, unless you give like a powered strike to a lot of the machines, they don't seem to care that they're being hit, so like they're still gonna F you up. Especially, you seen the hippos yet?
Yeah,
hippos don't care if you're next to them. In fact, they prefer that.
Hippos don't give a shit. I actually, but weirdly enough, I'm finding the opposite of you, whereas like I use melee more against machines and the bow more against humans.
I mean, I just end up using the bow primarily, but like,
right.
I just don't feel like the melee feels that good. It feels very, jumpy in that, you're just fucking like floating around the battlesphere when you're using melee, and I think enemies feel that way too, which is why I don't like it. Of like, it feels very much like they hone in on you and just like do sudden leaps, even when like the animations don't really denote that there's a sudden leap or that you should be going that far. That's largely how I feel about the melee.
How do you feel about the changes to like traversal and like navigation of the map in general?
I feel like they tried, and the only thing I actually think is good that I care about was the glider. I think that's just a straight up improvement.
Oh, the glider's great, yeah.
The controls for it are kind of stupid, but whatever.
I think they intentionally wanted it to not feel like the Breath of the Wild glider.
Which, hey, folks,
to its detriment.
If something feels good, even if it's a copy, do the thing that feels better. Like,
no, because the only thing we have more discourse about than things being stolen from Breath of the Wild is things being stolen from Dark Souls. We'll get to Elden Ring in a fucking minute where it's both.
It's a Dark Souls game. It doesn't count.
I know.
Yeah, but like, that's like being like, oh, Zelda copied Zelda because they got fucking Octoroks in Breath of the Wild. Like,
No. I'm saying why people are comparing to the ends of the earth that whatchamacallit is like... Breath of the Wild, Elden Ring.
No, for sure.
Stupid argument.
Some of the other things.
The shoe fits.
Some of the other things I have issues with. Like the highlighting climbing spots and being able to climb more areas is better, but I still think climbing feels bad.
I think it feels a lot better.
Yeah, again, I don't think the first one felt great, especially like playing other of this type of game. Like, they all feel like they have better. Like. Inertia, momentum to them. Like
momentum, sure, yeah.
I feel like I'll make some jumps and it's like, oh, this is a scripted thing where Aloy's gonna like do a weird, like she can't grab onto it well thing. And I'm like, well, I basically made it to the top of the platform and your stupid auto cutscene brought me to the bottom. So thanks for that, game. Or like I have a lot of times where I'm like climbing from like platform to platform, usually with those like wood beans that jut out of buildings, and on the last one I'll just stop and it takes like a second or two for her to like get off of it and keep walking. So that doesn't feel good. It's not like world ending, it's just in a game that has such high production value, it makes it feel really off. Like if it were a janky looking game, I probably wouldn't even think of it as like a detriment, but because it has such like high levels of detail and everything, it feels weird and out of place. the fuck are you?
It's just some prime cat mischief on this fucking
thing. I know, for real.
He was okay. He was in my closet, which is normal. He goes in there all the time. He was standing on top of my hangers that are hanging clothes and balancing on them.
I mean, that's just impressive.
Yeah, except the, up there is where his treats are. So, like,
the little master.
He's found a way. He's found a way. He knocked a box down. Thanks, bud. It wasn't your
Horizon.
Food.
Horizon. I am a big fan. David's got problems with it. It's the same as the first game, but again.
Yeah, I was going to say, the other thing is I think they still have the exact same pacing issues from the first game.
See, I haven't gotten terribly into this, too deep into the story. I have been doing the I'm going to play every fucking side quest. I'm going to collect every damn thing.
Yeah, I got sick of that pretty quick because the side quests are the same as the first game, too. Like, literally,
so far, I feel like they've been a lot better. But
The writing in them is better, but, like, beyond that, it feels...
It's more go to think, kill X number of robots.
Yeah. It just feels the same because, like, they're like, we have a ton of new unique robots, and it's like, yes and no.
A lot more elemental robots.
They have a lot more elemental robots. Did we rename the scavengers to scroungers and make them melee, but the model's exactly the same? Yeah, maybe. And we count that as a new robot. Fridge is in the chat. Story pacing is much better. I don't agree with that whatsoever.
Tune into the spoiler cast in like 2 months, probably.
Yeah. And then the last thing is, like, I don't know if this is a bug or a mechanic, but sometimes I'll shoot off like key upgrade parts and they'll hit the ground and just disappear.
That is a bug. I think it's being addressed in the next patch.
Okay. Happens to me a lot.
It doesn't happen a ton, but it does happen.
Happens to me very, very frequently, and it's very, very annoying.
I want to get off Horizon in a second, but I do just want to know, I'm very impressed with the number of patches they put out this game. We're on 1.06. This game's been out for like 2 weeks, and it was 1.01 on day one, so like it wasn't like they were like
already. I am very glad they patched down how often
CD Projekt Red fucking catch up.
Now you'll get one patch a year and like it.
The thing in the patches I'm happiest about is them toning down how often Aloy talks about her stash.
Oh, good. I didn't notice that, but she just talked about
that. Was the new one just released like today or yesterday?
Her sweet stash of weed.
Aloy blazes it.
Hey, we're gonna talk about this for probably too long. Hey, three of us are playing Elden Ring.
Three of us are?
I don't think David's playing it.
Is Elise playing it?
I don't know. It's Destiny 2 time for Elise right now. What are you talking about?
Utterly shocked.
Elise is all hands on deck on Destiny 2. Come on.
Exactly. I am executing the willpower to not play Elden Ring until I'm ready to not play Destiny 2 for 10 hours a day.
Elise, that is the correct thing to do. You are very smart.
And Zach and I are going to talk about Elden Ring for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep it short. This game,
first impressions, available on our YouTube or will be soon.
That's a good question. Should we upload that video? No, it never went up because the next morning we did a 12-hour stream.
Right, we can if you want. I'm okay with it either way. The game is pretty good.
Oh, it's excellent.
I'm
in love with it.
I don't know about the 95s out of 100 it's been getting, but the game is very good. Music is usually good in Souls games. No complaints there. It's very good. The writing is real good. And I refuse to give George R. R. Martin a cent of credit for that. I just want to believe that.
I was going to say, he's been pretty vocal he did the Bible.
He did the lore. He did the naming of locations and a lot of the characters. Apparently, the opening is a lot of him, which, like...
The opening sequence is very good.
Yeah, If you want him to, like, be, like, in on one chunk of it, that's probably the best chunk for him to be in on.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, the world building of this is really good. The writing of it is really good. I've, like, you know, it's got a lot of the Souls speak where, like, characters just kind of talk about bullshit for a little bit. But it's more entertaining, less annoying in this one, which is not the case I found in Souls 2 and 3. And, I mean, look, bread and butter is the combat. The combat is good. It's Souls combat. It's a little more, I would say, forgiving overall, at least from my experience. which is for the best because people like to jerk themselves off about how hard, goddammit, how hard Souls games are. And I think that is unhealthy for the games industry and also just really fucking annoying. So yeah. I'm glad that the game is like more options with like summon your boys. And yeah,
I will add, I think in this game, the bread and butter is not just the combat is obviously important. Right. Exploration is so good in this game. Holy shit. I cannot express how I'm constantly finding new regions and areas. And you go in the thing, you're like, what's this place about? And then fucking it's a town. And then all of a sudden there's nobody in the town. You're like, that's wild. And fucking wizards appear from the mist and start shooting you with laser beams. And you're like, where do these fucking wizards come from? And if you get far enough away from them, they disappear. But only if they're close do you see them. Fucking, and there's like 30 billion of them. It's wild.
I will say, the next time someone is like, Breath of the Wild has a good and fully fleshed out explorable world, I'm going to be like, no, fuck you. Because this is a good and fully fleshed out explorable world where I always feel like I'm discovering something new. And it isn't miles and miles of nothingness. And then a shrine. Or a Korok scene.
Listen, we're not here to talk about Breath of the Wild today.
But I'm right.
No, you're not. it does feel really fantastic to constantly be finding things. I will say, like, one thing that I did have, like, a good maybe 10-hour chunk where it felt like I discovered, like, a bunch of different branching paths, and all of them were at a boss that I was just like, I don't think I'm quite ready for this boss yet. Mm. And so I kind of had to, like, go back to the grindstone. But it's just like, man, yeah, there's some shit that is, I will say, like, certain things I definitely, you feel like you've hit the wall and you're like, okay, I am not ready for this. I got to go back and check out some other areas that I can beat more easily. Like there's a whole region I didn't go to at the beginning, and it felt like, oh, you should have gone here in the first like 10 hours of the game. And I'm in like maybe 25. And I started like exploring this region. I was just like, oh, I'm mopping the floor with all the goons here. And there was a boss that I beat on like the first try. And I was like, wow, I feel great. Meanwhile, another area I'd already discovered had a boss encounter that was that boss with more HP. And a second boss joins halfway through the fight. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I wish I would have found this area first. I would have felt a lot better.
You're further in it than I am. And I'm glad you actually mentioned exactly that. Because that was kind of my first, I don't know, concern, I guess, with like making Souls more open world, where like typically, yeah, you can go to like 1 to 3 locations at any given time in Souls, but like it's pretty much like a pipeline. Whereas this, like, it's because like in general, open world games kind of have like a past least resistance kind of thing, where it's like you're gonna go where what's easy. But with the difficulty spike in Souls games, it's like as soon as you hit anything that resists you, why wouldn't you just turn around and go somewhere else? Which sounds like exactly what you've encountered, which is like kind of the problem of, yeah, there needs to be some guidance. And I found that like the little light extreme thing doesn't necessarily guide me where I would want to go next.
Oh, 100%. The light stream thing, the grace on the map, I almost always ignore.
It seems to only want me to do core progression, but like, and that's fine and all, but like, I feel like it should be pointing me in the direction of where stuff is in general, and just let me figure it out.
I think I hear you on that. I think it's nice to have a thing saying, hey, this is where the next major boss is if you want to keep going there.
So far, I felt like that has always been clear without the grace telling me. But I mean, I'm not terribly far in.
So wait, how many like branches of grace do you have on your map?
Three,
is it just the one?
I think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe two or three.
Because, like, where I'm at, I've uncovered what I want to say is, 70% of the map.
Oh, wow.
Again, I say that, and then I literally was, like, reading somebody's tweet that they're, like, on hour 70, and they just uncovered, like, another huge chunk of the map. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how?
I've seen the full map. Like, it's sizable. It's not the scale of something like a Horizon or a Red Dead, obviously. It's pretty damn big, and it's also like pretty packed. Like, there's a lot of shit in this fucking map.
Oh my god, it's buck wild! Like,
they might have fucking like little caves full of shit.
The little caves full of shit is exactly what it's like. It's unbelievable how much stuff there is. And like some of them, yeah, it's a dungeon in the traditional sense of like, okay, you got to go here, you got to fight this, blah, 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 blah. And then some of it is, nah, this one's just a puzzle.
Yeah,
just figure out the puzzle and you get the reward for this place. And I'm like, that's cool. I like that.
It's nice because like at the end of the day, there's only so much hit a thing in this, in the Souls franchise that I can stand before I'm like, okay, get it.
Yeah. But it's this, this game is phenomenal. It's comes along once a year, once every 2 years, where there's a game that when I'm not playing it, I'm thinking about playing it. And Elden Ring has got me in that way right now where I just
also torrent. High tier video game horse.
Yeah, probably the best video game horse.
No, D horse.
D horse can't double. Also, no, D horse sucked.
But D horse can poop on command.
I was about to say, but D horse can do it, and then he poops.
Yeah, but Torrent can double jump.
That's true, but I can't lean off the side of Torrent and shoot gun. Yet.
Yet. Wait till the modders get on this one.
Gathering. I will say, observing from the outside, this is the most pull I've ever felt to go and play a Dark Souls game.
Yeah.
I was not going to buy it. I was going to wait until I beat Horizon. I have seen so much fucking social media content about this game. I cannot escape it.
Yeah, I will say
there was looks fun.
There was a report that was like, this game has...
It's one of like, I think it's the biggest selling
game apart from Call of Duty. Apart from the last two Call of Duty releases. Really? Yeah.
Huh,
really? I think it outsold Horizon by 250%, which is pretty crazy.
I mean, Horizon is a platform exclusive.
It's a console exclusive,
Oh, right.
But still.
Yes, that'll do her though. My brain was just like, that's insane, because, you know, two big games come out within a small time span. People only got so much money.
Yeah, and
people are choosing Elden Ring.
But like, not everyone's going to choose Elden Ring.
Yeah, I think only 41% of the sales of Elden Ring were on consoles. 59% was on PC, which is also kind of surprising.
Especially for how bad it sounds, it runs on some people's PCs.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this: I have several times debated buying it again, just to be able to play it from my couch instead of having to sit at my desk, because I hate
you and I are such opposite people. It's insane because I bought it on my couch and kind of wish I had it on my computer.
Why?
Because like I mean, sometimes I can't play on the couch because I'll wake Vic up and I want to play Elden Ring till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, I mean, that's
different,
your fault.
Different use cases.
That's your fault. I listen, Chris, I'm over here maidenless trying to fucking enjoy my life, enjoy my video games.
Oh, that's also sorry, we can get off this after this. The naming conventions of this fucking game. Whoever came up with finger maidens can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, that's bad. Can we talk about how good all of the signs that people leave are?
This is the best one for soul shit posting that has ever happened.
Easily.
The number of ones that just say Fortnite ahead are incredible.
Fortnite is so good. Trifinger butthole. Calling every single animal a dog is really funny.
Is this a dog? You haven't seen the one that say, if I only had a massive butthole?
Yes, that's so good too.
That one's incredible. And it's always dudes doing this. Oh, the one that's time for double handing, and it's the guy in front of the two statues doing this.
Yeah, it's so good.
National so fucking good. Heroes, everyone. Like, I hate the invasion system. Sometimes, not all the time, but that the system really messages it so good.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Does Elden Ring have invasion? I haven't seen videos of that.
It does. I haven't encountered it. I have not been invaded by a non-NP, like a non-computer character.
What I heard from before release, and I don't know how much of this is true anymore, but is that the invasion system, you can only invade people if they're already in co-op. So if you're playing solo, you can't be invaded.
Okay.
Mm.
Except like by NPCs, I guess.
Probably good.
Yeah.
I unlocked the item that lets you invade people. It took really long in the game to get it. So,
I mean, at least in Souls 3 and Bloodborne, like when you had a friend, it was more likely that you'd be invaded.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they've just kind of tweaked that formula a little bit.
One final thing I want to pick your brain on, Chris. The internet has lost their brain about the difficulty of Margit. or Margit.
He's relatively easy. He's a decent He's a decent stopgap for the first thing to make sure.
I feel so wild because I'm seeing people who are like, I have platinum Bloodborne and I can't beat this fucking boss. And I'm like, yo, fucking Father Gascoigne is 300 times harder than Margit. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
He's on par with most first bosses in Souls games, I would say. He's about as hard as the cleric beast.
I've heard a lot of people that have. I heard a lot of people that did it like for preview that were like, yo, if you guys hit Margit and you're having issues, you just need to like get a few levels and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because I think this one, I think there's a lot of first timers coming to this one too.
There definitely are. They're definitely.
For sure.
And this happens.
Is Margit the lizard guy?
No, yeah, the one that I fought on stream.
Oh, yeah,
he's got a lizard tail. He's got a lizard tail.
Oh, yeah, he's a Vermintide. Yeah. Right, okay.
The light hammer.
Yeah,
with the light hammer. Man, that hammer's cool. Okay, sorry. Elden Ring, goddamn it.
Yeah. Zach, do you play anything other than Elden Ring?
No, just Elden Ring. No.
Elise, did you talk about Destiny already? Talk more about Destiny.
I didn't. Okay. Witch Queen! It's so good. It dropped last Tuesday and it has been the only thing I've done. Witch Queen, it's the new Destiny expansion. It is the best expansion that at least I have played. From the campaigns that I've played and what everyone else who's played, like every campaign is saying, this is by far, like it's not even close to the best campaign.
Wow.
And what a new Destiny expansion entails is basically a new area, a new campaign, and those are like the main things, and then there's like activities in the area, and then the new raid. And the new raid drops on Saturday, so it's like a week and a half later, just, yeah, for everyone to like get up to level and get all their stuff ready, get all the teams ready. I think it's a good system. Mm-hmm. Which means so far it's the campaign, the new area, some new activities in the area, and the new season as well, which is kind of its own semi-separated piece of content. But the seasonal story is like time-gated every week. Basically, I like booted up the game once I got through the queue because everyone's trying to log in right away when the new expansion drops.
As they do.
I played for 13, 14 hours straight and got through the legendary campaign.
Wow.
God, when I was
this
young.
This is the first time they've done this. this is the first time they've done this where the campaign is always like has always been really fucking easy. Like a cakewalk. The same level as like some of the strikes, which are like the little story missions you can do, like repeatable. You're always over leveled for the campaign unless you deliberately like use old stuff and like don't infuse all your gear and like don't use the new stuff you get picked up. Then you could like make the old campaigns harder if you want to. But no, this one has a specific mode called Legendary Mode. Where you put 15 levels, forced 15 levels under the enemies. And in Destiny, like all levels are relative. So 15 levels below is pretty hard. I think they really fucking nailed the difficulty. So it's 15 levels under. It's also like some tougher enemies. Enemies have more health. There's more like more of the harder kind of enemy. I then did on my other two characters, the classic campaign, which is like what it normally would be. And yeah, the legendary campaign is definitely like the way to go. I think they really fucking nailed the difficulty. There were a couple encounters where I died a lot. There were a couple encounters where it's like, you know, I only died a few times, but it was a really tough, like, I really had to play cautious. I really had to play well. I needed to like know what I was doing and like be completely focused the whole way through. The final encounter, the final, like final battle, took me probably like 45 minutes, 13 deaths. The final time I did it probably took like 4 or 5, maybe 6 minutes total, like for a run. But I just had to like keep trying that because you know, I was getting killed. I was like getting to a damage phase, and then like dying because I just didn't like take care of enough trash mobs, and then the trash mobs were killing me, or I was getting hit by the boss's like biggest attack while I was trying to do damage or whatever. But I finally got it done, and I was like elated. Like, and then there's like big story stuff. The story here is basically, oh no, our biggest enemy, the Hive, who are these like bug aliens?
could have guessed that one.
Who have worms in them? They have worms in them because they went to the deep of their home planet, and the worm gods there were like, here, take our larva, ingest them, and they will give you great power, but also you need to feed them violence. So like the Hive,
that's fucking right. Man, they took Chaos Shepherd and Violent Era very seriously.
You had me, or I was like, I don't know about this one, and then you said you have to feed the larva violence, and I was like, okay, that's pretty metal, actually. I do like that.
Doomslayer nodding wistfully in the distance. Yeah. That's the fuck I'm talking about.
Doomslayer's there like, I'd raise the best fucking child.
Yes. So the Hive, like, their whole thing is they've gone around, like, the galaxy committing genocide to feed their worms violence. And every single Hive, like, person has this worm inside them from these darkness worm gods.
Damn.
The story last season was Savathun, the Witch Queen, wants her worm removed. And that was like the whole story last season, was building up to getting her worm removed. And then
the deworming.
Now,
it's hard to not like smirk a little bit.
Like, listen, Witch Queen, Witch Queen, you can solve this by a quick trip to PetSmart. You'll be good. Quick trip.
Yeah, there's these three gods of the Hive. Oryx, who we killed in Destiny 1, Savathun, and Sivir Wrath. Oryx is trans, by the way. They're like the three gods. Savathun is like the queen of trickery, and she's back! And now she has the light. She has the power that gives the guardians, the humans, like all their strength. It's the power that like lets us revive ourselves over and over and over again, which is like the whole point of this game, and like what gives us all our powers. Oh no, Savathun and her like brood have the light. What the fuck? Taken away from them.
That's cool.
What's going on? I really, really fucking good campaign. Other than that, I've been like preparing for the raid.
That's what I want to ask you before we got off Destiny. Hey, Elise, how much fucking Destiny have you played since the thing came out? And how many days has it been out?
Okay, give me a sec.
Gotta do some hard math.
I'm currently on Steam at 1,726.3 hours.
Oh,
which I think is like double my Street Fighter 5 on Steam.
Hold on. A few weeks ago, just before it dropped, I posted in a different Discord how much my time... Okay, so on the 21st, so the day before it dropped, I was at 1,616 hours, 0.4 hours. So that means I've played 110 hours in the last like week and 2 days.
Elise.
Actually, you know, I can't judge. I think I beat most of Persona 5 Royal in a week.
So, I'm sorry. That can't be at least that can't be true. That's an average of 12 hours.
Yeah. What do you mean that can't be true?
Oh,
correct.
Oh, Elise.
Have you met Elise? That can totally be true.
Oh,
damn it. Elise is a machine.
I think I may have slept on while I slept once. Maybe.
Honestly, I think, so, and this isn't even like a hidden secret of Save Data Team. Out of all of us, I think Elise might be the truest capital G gamer.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. She's our Lawrence Sontag quintessential gamer.
If I didn't have to work, I could compete. But I have to work, so.
Yeah, Shedicle says, that's a lot of gaming. Here's the thing, like, that is a lot of gaming, and it's just for one game.
Christmas break of last year, I played all of Persona 5 Royal in like a week and a half.
Oh my god.
Which is about 120 hours.
Last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's wild. You're wild enough that. My mother just sent me a screenshot of the Google Maps directions from the Courtyard Marriott in Miami to the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. I don't know what the fuck this has to do with anything.
Chris, your mom's telling you where she wants to go for vacation.
Tough shit. I can't go on a vacation.
Lucha Elise should be the official owner. She has the most capitalist true. G.
No, she doesn't have time. She's gaming.
That's true.
David, what you been playing, my boy?
And speaking of 12 hours a day, the day one raid race, I will be in there for up to 24 hours because hell that's yeah. how long that is.
Gaming.
And that's on Saturday.
Well, I don't
we're,
know
we're
what
not
they
streaming
say.
On Saturday. Go tune into Waypoint. Elise might be there.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't, well... big news is on Saturday, if all goes to plan, I will be on the Waypoint channel, twitch.tv/waypoint, playing the day one raid with Kato. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't been playing much, so this will be quick. So I've been playing some Horizon. We talked about that already.
Mm-hmm.
I have also been. I started a replay of Celeste.
Mm-hmm. No.
I might talk about that next week. I'm playing it on PlayStation 5. Okay. PS4 version on PS. Might talk about that game next week. We'll see. And then I'm still playing that really bad Digimon World 2 game. I'm almost done.
Oh my god. Didn't you talk so much mad shit about it last time?
Oh, it's bad.
Still playing.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's good. It's like,
okay. Just making sure I'm on the right, look, you know.
Everyone in this Discord call besides Elise has played multiple years of League of Legends. We all understand playing a bad game for extended period of time.
Also, it's like it's one of those games where it's bad enough that I don't feel bad playing it while I like watch TV. So I've been like watching TV while playing. It's not, I'm not that's just fair. Like playing it. I'm not paying attention most of the time. And I'm using Game Shark to get through it because the game is unplayable without it. It's
good, man.
It's a bad game. I just was like, oh, cheats work? Okay, I'm cheating all over the place now to make it go faster.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to our topic of the show. We're talking PlayStation Spartacus, folks. So let me... I meant to do this before I said topic of the show, but... I wanted to pull up. So there have been a ton of rumors about PlayStation.
You need the project, Jeff Grubb tweet.
Yes.
Oh, I got it right here.
Okay, thank you.
Because I know we're going to need this to talk about this.
What a Jeffy G tweet.
Well, one second. Let me explain to the folks here. Sure. If you do not know what this PlayStation Project Spartacus, it seems to be based on a number of rumors. PlayStation's quote-unquote answer to Xbox Game Pass. So the idea is they're kind of squishing PS Now and PS Plus into one service where it gives you online and it gives you access to a bunch of games. And here's where we'll need the tweet, Zach. The rumor is that there's going to be a few different tiers to this thing.
Yes. Much like patreon.com/savedataTeam. PlayStation Plus is going to have tiers moving forward. The first is the base tier, which starts at $10 a month. It's just called PS Plus Essential. It will include the monthly games that you're used to getting, the two for each platform, basically, that already is included with PlayStation Plus. And of course, the online service.
That's the same price it currently is if you pay monthly also.
Yeah, so it's nothing is changing. Then at $13 a month, they have PlayStation Plus Extra, which gets you everything I mentioned before and a game catalog
I just clicked back, which it's like an extra library of downloadable games from PlayStation Now. From what I've heard, it's like kind of like the PlayStation Plus collection that we already have.
Do I have to wait in a queue like PlayStation Now does currently?
No.
Good, because I
don't. Well, wait, you have to wait in a queue for PlayStation Now? Oh, for the streaming stuff. For the streaming stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then at $16 a month, they have PlayStation Plus Premium, which gets you the monthly games, the game catalog. It gets you access to streaming. It gets you access to a bunch of classic games in PlayStation's catalog. And it gets you access to game trials, which I assume is like you get like 2 hours to play a new game before you have to pay for it. Which is interesting.
It's interesting for a few reasons. One, anyone else think those tiers are whack?
Yes.
I do think they're whack.
Yeah.
Here's
like, why would you ever buy the middle tier?
Yeah.
Why does it exist?
To give you an option to convince you to buy the higher tier, I don't understand it. Here's my immediate thought with the tiers now, though. How much is PlayStation winning in the console war right now? Because that's substantially more expensive than Games Pass.
Yeah. I mean,
substantially.
If you get Game Pass Ultimate,
it's $10 a month, right?
Or if you only get it for console or only PC, if you get the cross one where you get both PC and console, it's $15.
Yeah. No, but that doesn't matter. I'm talking about the console exclusive one because, like, Sony's isn't available on PC.
True.
Why is it the same goddamn price as the one?
Well, I mean, I think Jeff Grubb even says in his tweet, like, these prices and stuff could very easily change.
Also, yeah, just to be clear, Chris, this is not going to be as good as Xbox Game Pass. And that is
almost certainly.
They are going to get raked over the fucking coals for this, and they have to figure out how to not do that, how to not get destroyed.
If we're all on the same page of Sony's on this one, then I'm fine with it. Cool. As long as no one's like, that's a good deal, because it fucking isn't.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not a good deal. I think we have been very much conditioned by how good of a deal Xbox Game Pass is.
Yeah. Right.
That being said, if PlayStation says, hey, for 16, well, no, the problem is, yeah, it's $16 a month, but you're still not going to get the games day and date like you do on Game Pass. Which to me, I'm like, well, then I'm not going to fucking buy it. So.
And like, I mean, yeah, you can say that that's because Xbox has done an incredibly good deal. And that's true. They have. But also, then get fucked, Sony. This is it's a competition and they're winning.
Well, and like, here's the thing.
They fucked up.
Here's my view of it. I don't the like Sony answer to Game Pass. I don't think that's entirely what they're trying to do.
I agree with
because
that.
Sony is not going to put their first party releases on their day and date. They make way too much money because they're in first place.
Yes,
they are not going to just be able to give up that money, and they're not going to. If they think they can get $15 a month from that higher tier, they're going to get the $15 a month. They're not going to make it cheaper just to look better if they think it's not going to matter and people will still buy it. I guess where I really want to start is, Chris, you kind of started on it already, but how we expect this to go? Chris, it sounds like you think they're just going to get raked over the coals for this.
I don't have much confidence that they're adding enough of anything to make it matter to people that own anything that isn't a PlayStation. Even if you just own a Switch besides a PlayStation. Like, honestly, is Sony releasing first party games or exclusive games fast enough for me to give a shit about this? Not really.
Well, then that's the thing, Chris. Their first party games, well, their new releases aren't going to be on this. So
what is this for? Because here's the thing: if you roll in monthly free, monthly paid, like paid but free, like if you pay this, you get it. FIFA content. Congratulations, you've won again because you're Sony, and that's all you have to do is promise things for FIFA. But like, other than that, I, as someone that owns a fucking PlayStation and not an Xbox, I don't see a reason to buy this over Games Pass, which I can't use on a console I don't own.
Yeah.
But I can use it on my fucking computer.
Yeah.
See, but you do own a PlayStation. So they're thinking, you might buy this.
Yeah.
I don't pay for regular fucking PlayStation Plus.
Oh, really?
No.
I think the closest comparison here is like EA Play, which is fucking included in Game Pass Ultimate. So like, what am I? Yeah.
Really good way of wording it. Yeah.
EA is on their own shit.
Do you know yes and no. Yes and no, because EA does put. I know no one that separately buys EA. EA
no,
Plus. It's
you'd
people
be
just
wild.
Through Game Pass.
You'd be wild to do that.
There's no.
There are people that do. Otherwise,
there's
it wouldn't exist anymore.
To do that, yeah.
But like, the only reason I don't think that's true is because I think most of the library on this Project Spartacus is going to be old PlayStation games, and I mean old even as PS4, as well as third-party games. Whereas EA is, if you buy the good EA Play, I say good, but like the more expensive one, I should say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you buy the more expensive EA Play, like you get the latest EA releases, you get early access to a bunch of stuff. You get a bunch of
at least last I checked, you don't get like their newest sports game. They always like roll in the last tier sports game when it's a new one releases.
I think if you buy a high enough tier, because theirs is tiered too, it's not just flat.
Oh, okay.
Like if you get that tier that comes with Game Pass, yeah, that's including last year's sports game, not including the new one. But I think they have a higher tier one that includes the new one.
I was gonna drag that, but as I'm hearing it, that it makes complete sense.
Yeah. No, it makes sense for EA, and that's why they did it. They're like, hey, this makes sense for us. We're gonna release this. Mm-hmm.
Look, EA is floating off fucking Battlefield sports games and apparently Apex again.
I would say they're floating off Battlefield at the moment.
I was going to say, I don't think Battlefield's included in that one.
They are not floating off Battlefield currently. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
They were, but...
Hey, Apex is the most popular game in the world again. They're happy.
That's true.
That's true. I don't think this is going to go horribly if I'm...
Really?
Oh, here's the thing.
Do you think just the number of
they're
people
gonna
that
get...
have PlayStations and nothing else is going to make this worth it?
Yes.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Is it high?
Well,
there's 110 PS4s out there still. Million.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's not that many PlayStation 4 games.
Million.
Yeah, that's true. I guess, but like, yeah, I think I'm just too hung up on the fact that like they can't get enough PlayStation 5s out there. Same with Xboxes.
Also... Yeah, I mean the chip shortage is fucking literally.
They can get those Series S's out there. And
one thing I do want to also bring up is Game Pass was not good at launch either.
That is
Game
one
Pass
thing
was garbage at launch.
Brutal is they're gonna activate this and starting a service like this takes a long fucking time. It's taken many years to get Game Pass to be where it's at now. They're gonna put this out and the internet is going to roast them for it.
Yeah.
But I do agree with David that come a year from now, they're going to release numbers on this and it's not going to be Game Pass numbers, but it's going to be good.
Oh, no. Sorry. If I made it seem like this, I don't think this is going to get good. I misled you. I think it's going to end up being fantastic because they'll get there. But like, I think it's going to have a rough go of it for a while.
I don't think it's going to be good within a year, but I'm saying that it's going to be selling well within a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Games Press is going to rake it, whereas players are still going to buy it.
Yeah,
because the average player doesn't read fucking games news.
Yeah, and like I think they already have with like PlayStation Plus and PS5, they have that PS Plus collection that's available to, if you bought a PS5 and you didn't own a PS4, here is all of the greatest
the
hits that you missed out on. I think this is going to expand that to
Worked
even current. Purge. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to expand it to current PS4 owners too, with similar library of like, hey, you know what? You own a PS4, maybe you don't have the cash to spend $60 on all these new releases, but you can spend however much over the course of a year and get a ton of them that you can play as many as you want.
Now, do we know if this is this going to include everything on PS Now?
I would assume so, but I would be
shocked if it didn't. But
I wouldn't be shocked if like some things fell off just due to contract negotiation stuff because I'm sure they have to renegotiate.
So help me Christ.
Yeah.
if this doesn't make Sly Cooper playable again, I'm going to be so goddamned angry.
No, that will.
Because remember, the only way to play Sly Cooper right now is to have PlayStation Now. There is no physical version of this game available. These games available.
On a modern console.
Yeah. On a modern, anything that's after the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Same for the Infamous Collection, too, I believe.
Yeah. And they're like, why are these franchises dead?
Well, there was a rumor today or yesterday that both Infamous and Sly Cooper are coming back.
Good. Yeah. I fucking love Sly Cooper. Infamous is fine. I like it. It's okay. if they do announce Sly Cooper is back, I do have to change a joke in a script, but that's fine.
Oh my god. That would be so funny.
Unlike the Game Pass comparison, it should be like mentioned that Xbox is like their plan for Game Pass is it's a loss leader. It loses them a ton of money, but their hope is that it will turn them into enough of a monopoly that they can jack up the price and like just make bank off of it in the long run.
I could have sworn I heard that they weren't losing money on it anymore. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think they're out of the red at this point. I could be wrong though too. I would be shocked that if, you know, a year from now it hasn't increased in price a little bit, but so far.
Out of curiosity, this sort of falls in this conversation. How much would you pay for Games Pass? Like what's the number where they lose you? 20?
Yeah.
To be honest,
I would stop. I go on and off.
I also go on and off.
Like right now, I'm off.
I should probably go off right now.
Yeah, you're playing
because
Elden.
Like
yeah,
just playing Destiny.
If I'm not playing something on Game Pass, then I should probably be off it. But at this point, it's like $15 a month.
Oh,
like,
I forgot the other game I was playing.
Yeah,
I was playing Warhammer 3. That's on Game Pass.
Honestly, it almost made me get back on Game Pass.
Warhammer 3, good game. I missed that earlier. Good game. I don't think Kislev is a good faction to start with, even though they recommend it. That's all my people.
Damn bears!
No, no. Cthulhu is the way to go.
Several others are the way to
go. I really like Cthulhu. Yeah.
Sorry, go.
But like, at 20, I would go on for like a game, and then you know, when I'm done playing the game, no thanks.
Yeah, and honestly, this is true of PlayStation Plus. I didn't usually pay full price for either of them. I waited till there was like a deal to buy them for a year really cheap, and then I would buy that.
Mm. Now, do we think Taco Bell will give me $1 PlayStation Pass?
Yeah.
Really? So
with my purchase of a chalupa.
Yeah, I guarantee they'll do some.
Or a Doritos Locos Taco, like a true gamer.
Yeah, thank you.
They'll do some weird partnerships.
Oh, listen, if they give me the Sony Spartacus Game Pass thing for a buck at Taco Bell, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Yeah, I mean, come on. play Sly Cooper and eat a chalupa. But like
a Sly Chalupa. and the Thievius Raccoonus.
A sloopa, as some would say.
Not a sloopa.
Oh, no, I hate a sloopa.
That's the worst. I am interested, like some of the things, like the game trials thing is really interesting as a concept.
Why am I paying for that? That's my thing about it.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
But also, I would like to have a trial for Elden Ring. So, like,
what happened with their bullshit trial thing where the trial starts ticking the second you start downloading it?
Oh, they were testing it for 2 games. I don't know if anything ever got updated on that.
I don't know if they fixed that.
Ooh, yeah. It's getting rolled into this. Ooh.
Yeah. But, like, okay, just looking at a list of, like, PlayStation 5 or PlayStation exclusive games or first party games. I guarantee, like, whenever this gets announced, which from what we've heard should be soon, like, probably before midpoint of the year.
Rumor is there's a PlayStation State of Play coming this month, and I wouldn't be shocked if it were there.
Oh, yeah.
And you think what? This lands Q2?
I think so.
Yeah, pretty soon, I think. I imagine, like, day one, you're going to have Demon Souls remake. You're gonna have the Ghost of Tsushima director's cut. You're gonna have you won't have Horizon Forbidden West. You won't have Gran Turismo 7.
You
will have Ratchet. You will have Returnal. You'll have Spider-Man 2.
Last of Us 2.
Or not Spider-Man 2, but Miles Morales. Last of Us, yeah.
I wouldn't bet that the PS titles are on there. Or Last of Us 2.
I bet all the ones that aren't from this year. Actually, you know what? Last of Us 2 will be.
Miles Morales sold real well and continues to sell real well. They're not putting it on Spartacus.
Miles Morales is selling wildly well
I think they'll leave Miles on there because parents will pay for this service you'll get the Spider-Man
kid wants to play
and
Spider-Man.
Then they will forget to cancel it or they won't cancel it because the child will cry.
You could do the same thing with Ratchet, and I feel like that's cheaper thing for them to do is put Ratchet on there instead of Miles Morales.
I think they're going to load it with a decent amount of games to start to try and make it look as good as possible, despite the fact that it's obviously not like a great deal compared to Game Pass. But
got to do something there.
I would expect them to bloat the opening with everything and they can possibly justify putting on there. And then like if the rollout sucks after that, like if it takes fucking forever for Horizon to get on there, then that's fine as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, I'm curious what would happen internally if they put some of the real big blockbusters on. Because there's you might have been paying attention to all of the Pixar movies have been releasing on Disney Plus, and a bunch of people are like, yo, what the fuck? Pixar is like relegated to Disney Plus, never get in the movie theaters. I'm wondering if that sentiment would exist at any of the studios.
We're not going to put Naughty Dog on here, but we will put... Yeah,
or maybe like Sucker sure Punch, we'll put Uncharted 4 because it's been out for like six years at this point, something like that.
Yeah, Uncharted 4 is
it
old.
Really?
I think it was 2016.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was the year I moved to New York. Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't be shocked to see an Uncharted 4 on there. I would be shocked to see a Tilu 2 on there.
The Last of Us 2, I could see them holding just because they've got the show coming out, and when they release that, it will definitely increase sales. Yeah.
I could see them going both ways too, of like putting it on there so that people buy Spartacus once the show comes out, or holding
people buy
the full game. Like they could go either way with it.
They're gonna have the remake of 1. Presumably. Come out at the same time as the show. Yeah,
I forgot they're already remaking Last of Us.
I forgot that hasn't been officially announced. A game that had a remaster on the last console generation.
You were in that Save Data Legally Not Sega shirt.
I am wearing the Save Data Legally Not Sega shirt.
Legally check distinct.
Check it out on Etsy.com/shop. So
that font is called Video Game 2.
It's amazing. That's so good.
One thing I want to ask about. So one of my the most interesting pieces for me is the back catalog, because it's a pain in the butt to play like PS1, PS2, PS3, especially PS3 games nowadays. Very difficult to actually go back and play those without using the actual system. And folks, let me tell you, if you want to stream a PlayStation 3 game, it is a literal nightmare. You have to buy a piece of hardware to strip out the HDCP signal from that thing, which is arguably not legal. You basically have to buy a splitter.
It's certainly a pain in the ass.
You have to buy a HDMI splitter that just happens to remove the HDCP signal from this outgoing system and then plug that into your capture card.
Well, isn't that just convenient?
It is a absolute nightmare. So like, I'm curious if one, do you think PlayStation 3 games will actually be downloadable? Because on PS Now, they're streamed. You can't download them to a PS4 even now. It's only streaming.
If they require you to do that streaming shit the way it currently exists in PlayStation Now, this is one of the worst ideas Sony's had in a very long time. and we're talking about, look, they're going to get raked over the coals for the releasing and the pricing no matter what. But if they do that, this is going to be a fucking I don't, then it turned PR disaster is horseshit. Everything's a PR disaster if it happens. That's why crisis, that's why Corpcom divisions of companies fucking exist. But like that one will be a full like five alarm fire shit show in the media. like no amount of good video game will protect them from everyone being like, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sony is probably going to keep paying for the way they made the PlayStation 3 for the rest of their existence. But
oh, almost certainly. Like the only thing that's giving me hope is that like one Mark Cerny patent. That's like the spoof clock patent or whatever.
Spoof clock.
It's the only thing that's giving me any hope. So I'm going to say they're downloadable. I'm going to say you can finally.
It's also.
Go ahead.
There is a relatively good PlayStation 3 emulator like that exists now. I'm not saying they're like taking it. I'm saying that if a bunch of volunteers can make it, Sony might be able to. And
yeah,
like.
To be fair, I don't think it's
maybe they'll pull it and steal the open source code.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't think they will. I'm just saying like it is possible.
I don't pretend to understand how hard it is to make a fucking video game. I don't know goddamn shit about it. But is it that hard to make a PlayStation 3 game run on a PlayStation 5?
Emulation is difficult.
But yeah. The same fucking controller. Yes. I don't get it.
Oh yeah, no. I'm sure you've heard the word. PlayStation 3 uses a weird processor, the cell processor. Yeah. Very difficult to emulate on non-cell processors. It is an actual nightmare.
65% of games are playable on our PCS3. 65% of PlayStation 3 games.
Yeah, but like, that's fine for PlayStation exclusives. What about the rest of the shit?
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's different expectations. Like, if PlayStation were to be like, hey, you can play PlayStation 3 games on a PlayStation 5, the expectation for the customer is like, oh, I can play them all, right? Whereas, and even playable, like, I've used emulators. Playable doesn't mean free from issues. Playable can mean like, there's a ton of slowdowns at certain parts, there's graphical glitches, there's textures that don't load, but it works and you can play it to completion without like game breaking bugs. So I feel like that there is a difference between what an emulator is, like an open source emulator that you knowingly are like, yeah, I'm opting in for this potentially bad experience, compared to official release from the people that made the console.
That you're paying for.
Yeah, instead of it's
and also
free.
that Johnny Daychob is gonna get instead of someone going on to like what they know is an open source and like doing what they know is like gonna be a fan project. There's different expectations
can we talk about Johnny Daychob for 1 second? I love that name. Johnny Daychob.
Johnny, what? Why do they call you Johnny Daychob? Well, my name's Jonathan.
And actually, I work nights, but they don't get it.
Johnny Daychob.
I'm a night shift manager at Applebee's.
Wait. How late do you think Applebee's are?
I don't know. Probably like 10?
Yeah.
I can't take credit for Johnny Daychob. I did steal it from Fallout Plays.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Johnny Daychob,
still funny.
I love you.
Still funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Somebody buy Johnny Daychob a fucking sandwich.
Sibylis is Johnny Daychob, the new Save Data OC up there with Vic Vandal. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, it's me, Johnny Daychob.
Oh, my God.
Johnny, I just got back from work, and boy, am I tired.
Johnny Daychob is
video game.
Johnny Daychob is Zach when his hair is down.
Oh, my God.
It's Zach wearing a mustache, and I know what you're thinking. Zach does have a mustache, he has to wear.
But this one's more defined.
No, it's just clearly not his hair color.
I was gonna say this one doesn't look like a shadow on depending on the day.
Oh God, I fucking love Johnny Daychob. Sorry,
it's we got completely diverted.
I refuse to apologize.
My big question for this is what sort of third party, if any, support do you think this sees? Or is it just PlayStation first party things?
I think it definitely has third party. I think it has, I mean, like, they already have some PlayStation 2, 1, 3 third party games on PS Now. I don't think that's any different. I think some of those move forward into the service, if not get some additions. Because listen, Konami, if you toss them a few bucks, aren't going to be like, no, you can't have the old Metal Gears. Like,
Here's the thing. They put like a backwards compatible Metal Gear collection on this bad boy.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it already
on Xbox. That's the thing. There's no reason why they wouldn't do it for PlayStation. It's already on Xbox.
It's on Game Pass?
I believe. Either the Metal Gear collection's on Game Pass or it's in the backwards compatibility program. I don't remember which.
Okay.
But it's playable on modern consoles for Xbox.
It was, but it is no longer on Game Pass.
Ooh, bummer.
Fuck off, Konami. Ooh.
And Metal Gear Solid 4 is on PS Now. It is there.
I don't want to watch a movie, thank you.
Does this ship get Kingdom Hearts?
No, yes. I don't think so. Kingdom Hearts is expensive to get.
They don't care.
It's Sony.
It's on Switch now. They'll stream it. They already proved you can cloud stream it. They don't care.
Well, no. I'm not saying like I'm saying it won't be like included in this pass you get.
I think it might eventually.
Yeah, I mean, not at launch. I don't think Kingdom Hearts.
No. They'll have to make a deal with Square in like fucking 12 months to say, here's Kingdom Hearts. I don't know why Sidolman's not here. Here's Kingdom Hearts and like two bad Final Fantasies. So 15 and 13.
Got him.
Ka-cha!
Wow, you're really proud of that one, huh?
Fuck yeah, fuck those games.
I mean, yeah, I don't think 7 Remake's gonna be on there unless they're using that to grab people.
No, that,
I could,
that sells.
I could see sell. I could see them using that as a like get people onto the platform.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I could see Square Enix putting that on before part 2.
I was about to say, before part 2 comes out in 2037, then we might see that show up there.
I could even see like them making a deal where like the whatever conference Square announces part 2 at, they say, "Oh, by the way, you can play part 1 on PlayStation Spartacus starting today."
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could totally see them doing it.
Yeah. I see also, like, they won't have a problem finding even like smaller third parties because any indie game will happily be put on this.
I mean, you still want to get the right price.
Yeah, but if Sony is like, hey, people, Aggro Crab, you want going under on this? They'll be like, oh, yes, please.
Pay
us $5 million.
They deserve it.
They do. Aggro Crab's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great developer.
Great Twitter presence too.
Great Twitter presence. Does anyone care about the backwards compatibility stuff other than me?
Can I play Sly Cooper?
I mean, like, it's literally that. It's going to be like, there's a few games that I'm like, oh yeah, I have nostalgia for this. Let me check it out, and then I'll play it for like 2 hours.
I'm struggling. What do I give a shit about from the PlayStation 3?
I mean, see, I'm not just talking PS3. I'm talking all the way back.
They're gonna have like Ape Escape and shit on there, and you're gonna be like,
I want a Ratchet collection. We already have the Jack collection. I want the Sly collection to actually be playable by humans.
Give me the Hobbit for PS2.
Give me all the PlayStation 2 Lord of the Rings games. Fuck yeah.
Those are first party,
those are not coming back ever. Give me Tack and the Power of Juju. Who owns that?
Nickelodeon, I believe, owns Tack and
the Power. Oh, we're not getting that back. Never mind. I don't care. He's dead.
I mean, like, there's a bunch of old stuff that I'm interested in. Like
Dark Cloud and Dark Cloud 2, hell yeah, Seville, good call.
Those are already, Dark Cloud 1, I think, is already on PS Now, so at least one of them will be on there.
What's the game where you play Nolan North with a jetpack and they try to make a movie out of it?
What?
Dark
Not
something.
Uncharted?
No, wait, it's Dark something.
What are you talking about?
Dark Void?
Dark Chronicle?
Dark Void.
Okay, let me pull this up on my screen. What are you talking about?
Dark Void is a video game developed by Airtight Games using the Unreal Engine 3 and published on Capcom by Capcom for the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Microsoft Windows.
Where is this one coming from, Chris?
This game was supposed to be fucking huge. It was supposed to be like the biggest deal. They were going to make movies. They were going to have a TV show. They were going to have sequels, and it just didn't get anywhere.
I like that. I just clicked on images, and one of the first images I pulled up has a link to a free download of the video game. Which, you know what? I'm not going to say that's a valid thing, because I feel like this website is maybe shady, but...
Yeah. Oh, is it G2A? They're shady.
No, this is...
This is giving me Anthem vibes. Go Google Dark Void. The cover is just like, oh man, this looks like Anthem.
Yo,
this looks like 15-year-old Anthem.
It's just man. Like, it's just man with jetpack.
Yeah, Anthem.
I might put this on the worst video game box art video.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's $10.
It's just really bland. Why is the font squished like that?
53% of 442 user reviews for this game are positive.
But anyway, yeah. So this game was supposed to be a massive deal and had like a movie tie-in that was like ready to go, and it just never happened. Huh. They also, the same thing happened too. Do you guys remember Inversion?
No, absolutely not.
It was a shooting game that involved like controlling gravity, and it was
that fun.
It wasn't, and it had like this big,
also
and
that
it had, like,
box
a big
art
epic story, and it was a flop.
That box art, I understand what they meant to do, but it's bad. That one you might want to include in bad video game box art, Zach. The fucking video game box art is inverted.
Oh yeah, no, I do hate that. That's trash.
It's like, oh, I need to tilt my head to read the front
awesome.
Of the box.
No, that sucks, Chris. I'm sorry.
No. Like, it's terrible. Like, as a marketing and like,
yes,
that's awesome in the same way that like the Dread Hunger streams.
Yes,
thumbnail is awesome.
doesn't contain Dread Hunger.
How many people watch that video?
More than
for the audio folks, Inversion, the video game's box art is basically just tilt it 90 degrees.
I dropped it in the chat.
Yeah, for the audio folks. Sorry. Look at this. We all got a ton of audio folks. The ones we do should rate us on their platforms. By the way, just give and drop us a rating. It's real bad. But like some of the old series, because listen, y'all know I occasionally play old games that are shitty.
Elise, what did Elise do?
Elise was like turning her head upside down to see the.
But listen, PlayStation owns some old franchises that are actually like kind of good. Like, listen, we got Ape Escape. Ape Escape was good. It wasn't great. It was good. We got Ark the Lad. We got ATV Off-Road Fury. ATV Off-Road Fury. Anybody like SOCOM U.S. Navy SEALs? SingStar.
Is there a collection of all the PS2 God of Wars?
There was a PS3 remaster, yes.
People will play that again.
But yeah. Yes, the God of War remasters. We got like Gravity Rush being on there would be huge. Because yeah.
I'd like to play that game.
Oh, it's good. They're very fun. They're quick, but they're fun.
Yeah. Shout out to my one true love, Legend of Legaia. Like, get that on here. That's Sony owned.
And Mackie points out Prince of Persia.
I think Legend of Dragoon is a Sony franchise that people love and want to come back desperately. I mean, Sony doesn't own that one, but that would be great. Yes.
All them front missions, they're bringing it back.
Also, not a Sony franchise.
Yeah, but it wasn't available on the other console, if I recall.
No, you're correct. Yeah. I'm talking like all the stuff I talked about before is just strictly Sony franchises where all they would need to do is emulate them. They don't have to pay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have to pay no one for this. They own it. They can just put it on the thing. Yeah.
They gotta pay someone to make it go.
Oh, they own Dark Cloud? I didn't realize that. I thought that was third party. Okay. No wonder Dark Cloud's on the PlayStation now then.
Hey, Zach, Dread Hunger does not have more views than Minecraft, by the way. I was mistaken.
Damn. Oh, that sucks.
Wait, let me play like Siphon Filter. or siphon filter, whatever the hell, however the hell you say that name.
I always called it siphon. No clue.
Yeah. Whatever. Let me play that. Let me play freaking Fat Princess in the Getaway.
Yo, Fat Princess. Fat Princess. Fucking God.
Now
let
give
me play.
Give me PlayStation All Stars Battle Royale.
Honestly. I think that was I wow. want to yeah. play it because I didn't.
Battle Royale game.
I want to play it because I didn't, and I want to see how bad it was. Because I don't believe.
It's
I don't
not
believe
very good.
People. I believe it's not very good, but I don't believe people that are just like, "Oh, it's trash garbage." Like it can't. No. It's a brawler. No. It can't be that bad.
Raiden has actually like ridiculous tech in that game, and it's clear that like the people who made it spent way more time on him than the average character in that game, which I approve.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, they have a franchise called the White Knight Chronicles? That's, oof. Oof. Oh, that released on a PS3? That wasn't old? Oof.
Yeah.
that's a bad name for a franchise, Jesus yeah. Christ.
Wait, fuck. Ironhander was co-published by Sony and,
Square Enix. I love Ironhander. That game rocks.
Hell, throw Yoko Taro either some money or like a porno mag. He'll give you all of Nier. He doesn't care.
Oh my god!
I don't think he gets saying that.
I was implying that he owns it. Like he's like, yeah, here's the original files for Dragon Guard. No problem.
But like,
I keep it on hand. By the way,
what was the game? Square Enix did like a gacha game and 2B was in it and he was like in an interview. They're like, oh, how does this tie into the lore? And he's like, it's because Square Enix wanted money. So they put my
character
in that game.
Are you talking about the hit game Yo-Kai Watch?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
About to say, because you better be careful calling it a shit gacha game. People will kill you.
Was it it might have been that Final Fantasy gacha game.
Yeah. It was
all the bravest.
Oh, it was the Nier gacha game. It wasn't like a gotcha piece game? Of another one. I think so.
There's a full Nier gacha game?
Apparently. 2021. There was also the
Nier
one that
Reincarnation
developed, but didn't have Nier, which was Sinnoh Alice.
Yeah.
Which was fairy tale.
I think both of those were like, hey, how does this tie into the lore? And Yoko Taro's like, money. The money is how it ties into the lore.
I got really drunk and rolled around on the floor, and the next day I woke up and they told me Nier was done.
Like I think there's a bunch of stuff in there. My point is, I think there's a bunch of stuff in their back catalog that, like, everyone says Nintendo's back catalog is full of nostalgia. What give it to us? Like, listen, Xbox and PlayStation have. Like veritable back catalogs themselves, and
I mean replaying Astro's Playroom was like, oh shit, there are so many PlayStation franchises that I actually care about because of, and I'm realizing that because of this game's dedication to kind of that legacy,
which gives me some hope that they're thinking about that for this, and that they're just bastards and weren't giving it to us earlier because they want to give it to us in a subscription service.
No, I mean,
can I have Astro's Playroom too?
I mean, they're making an Astro.
They're
game.
Definitely
they're,
working
they're
on.
They're almost certain. It might not be Playroom 2. It might be something else. But they're almost certainly
like
making something.
Big Dad or something, and it'll be like a standalone.
Big
Dad.
Astro and Johnny Day Shift.
I would love if it had like a title that was just like Astro versus the Big Dog, and I'd be like, what? I don't know what's going on.
And someone mentioned Lunar. Does
and it's I and thought- it's a partnership with Big Dog Shirts.
You gotta kill Tony Soprano, dog.
God damn it, sucks. Oh, we got a bot. You love to see that. Hey, they're out of here. Got them.
You know you've made it when bots come to you.
Whoa, they That's do have Astro in the name. That's wild.
Grupo Astronomines. Nope, I added extra words.
Like, what about man,
whatever.
Sony, you want to nail all the people who like RPGs and JRPGs? Put a bunch of old ones on here, and you just instantly get millions of dollars.
Yeah,
you don't need to do anything to them; they just need to be playable. Like that Live a Live thing that Square Enix just redid in HD 2D. Just put that on there.
Wait. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I want to play that so bad.
What's that like Lunar or Moon RPG that came out like a year ago?
Oh, Moon?
That was actually like in.
Moon. Oh no, it's Moon. Yeah, it's, Lunar is a different RPG series.
Majora's Mask.
Stop.
Put that on this.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, if they have a good back catalog and stuff like that, I will happily pay 15 or 16 or whatever dollars a month just to play a bunch of those.
My question is, do you think they'll stick the landing on that? And
no, I don't think they will. That's a hope, not an expectation.
I'll say this. It'll be worse than Xbox Game Pass. It'll probably be better than Nintendo's service.
Almost certainly. Nintendo's service, I just for funsies the other day, I went on to the Switch and Super Nintendo online thing, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm going to rearrange this into games I may eventually but probably not play, and then games I will absolutely never play.
Like Fire and Ice or whatever is on there.
90% of them were, there is zero chance in hell that I ever touch this game.
Yeah.
And the only ones that weren't were Mario and Kirby game.
Shadowcross's plot twist, Mother 3 is exclusive to PlayStation now.
God.
That would be simply incredible.
Oh, Draco Lair? Do the Lunar games cost that much now? Because I have a couple. I should sell those. Do you want $300 for a physical copy? Oh, okay, no. Take it.
What is
Chris, what did you link?
Oh, the big dog shirt.
The big dog Sith happens shirt.
So bad. It's
How did they get away with that?
You can do, well, maybe in the pre-Disney days, you could do some.
Yeah, you could do a lot, honestly.
Star Wars stuff. It's still on their fucking website.
Well,
it's true. It is still on their Shopify site.
I'm sorry.
They licensed it. You don't know.
It's such a dog shit shirt. I don't think they even know.
The pre-Disney days? Look at what I just fucking said.
Oh, no. What is this?
This one you can actually get away with, though.
You think?
Yeah. I think Dog War is the Bark Awakens with a bunch of dog replacements for characters. You can get away with.
I have
the
to.
The changing from force to bark is fucking nothing.
Sorry, I didn't want to do this.
I thought that was good.
Here are the names that they have done. Kylo Ren becomes Fido Rex. Fuck.
That's dog shit.
I don't approve, but fuck you. Chewie, fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Finn became Schiff Finn. Sniffin'.
Chiffon?
Man, oh, Sniffin'. And this font's tiny. Sniffin', terrible.
Sucks.
Princess Leia becomes Pooch's Leia.
That's nothing!
That's truly nothing. That's the worst one. That's the worst one so far.
Han Solo becomes Hound Solo. That's an SNL skit. That's fine. C-3PO becomes C-Fleas PO.
Okay.
R2-D2, R2-K9, obviously. BB-8 becomes Flea 8.
Okay, that's bad. That's just
you
not good.
You can't use.
No, they can't do the same joke twice. They can't do that joke twice.
This might be the best one. Poe Dameron becomes Pomeranian.
Okay, that's good. That's good. It's still good.
Hey guys. Hey friends. My dear friends. What did they come up with for Ray?
Oh wait, let me think about it. Ray. Play? No.
You're gonna be so mad.
What is it?
It's Gur-A.
What? That's nothing.
It's G-R-R-R-E-Y.
No, so Gray.
It's
okay.
Nothing.
No, but it's like Gur.
Yeah.
And then Ray.
Oh.
Chat, that one's just you. I can worry about it.
Shout out to the several minutes we've spent talking about.
Yeah, no, this is great. I don't care.
There's also one that says "Don't stop believing."
I'm not cutting. This is good.
And for some reason, it just has a dog in a leprechaun outfit. What does that have to do with anything?
Oh god!
Don't stop believing in leprechauns.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did love fuck. Chris, that the one that you gave a pass for was the one that they stole not only from Disney but also SNL. It's like, okay, yeah. You know, we steal from two places, it's fine. It's fine.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's an established joke, so whatever, who cares? Like it's lazy, but like it's fine. Whatever. I've heard it before, I don't care. Fucking Gurray. Okay, Pomeranian though. That's still
Pomeranian's good. I like Pomeranian.
Yeah, Pomeranian's the best one there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That was good. Not bad.
Give him credit for that.
The guy spent 5 whole minutes on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that guy just took Poe and typed it into Google, and his Google analytics had so many dog things in it that it was just like Pomeranian. So I literally feel like it was about 20 seconds of work, not 5 minutes.
How many people do you think are employed by Big Dog T-shirt?
Not
I
a
want
lot.
It to be like 5.
Yeah, I hope it's very few.
It depends if they do their own printing or not. If they do their own printing, then a lot. If they don't,
While we're on this terrible segue,
oh, please.
Here's the PlayStation art, or the Japanese art of Einhander. Which is
that's just a finger under there, a hand under an X-ray.
It's the if you flip it upside down, then it's the like made you look thing.
Sarah Biedo. hey, by the way, Zach, it's not for sale.
Oh yeah, I see that now in the corner. Damn.
Please don't buy this.
What's not for sale? Is it the Star Wars Bark
War shirt? No, the Einhander.
Oh.
It says not for sale on the box art for some reason. No. All the Big Dog shirts are for sale, and we should buy some of those.
Of course they are.
We should do that as like a donation goal. But that sucks.
That's a bad donation goal.
I don't want to be seen wearing these shirts.
Then I just own a bad shirt. And look, I own 2 Kermit the Frog shirts that I adore.
There's only
so far I can ride these bits, though, before I become the guy with the weird shirts.
Yeah.
I'd argue you there, but...
not if I wear the Kermit shirt underneath a sweater to work.
Oh,
and nobody knows I'm wearing Kermit the Frog shirt.
No, you're that guy on the show already.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Folks, is there anything else we want to say about Project Spartacus? I hope it's good. I don't think it's gonna be a lot. That's pretty much where I'm at.
It's also like it's taken Xbox so long to get the messaging across with Game Pass, and there's so many. Yeah. To quote Elise, of the Johnny Day Shift people who don't fucking know.
Day job.
Thank you. I can't fuck up the name. Johnny Day Job
with the night shift.
Yep. who don't know what Game Pass is, or you know how great of a deal it is, but like them getting the message across of this to a lot of people is going to take a long time, and I'm very interested to see how they try to roll this out because it is going to.
Y'all saw the things on like your PlayStation 5 home if you have it, where it's like a commercial or whatever for Horizon.
Yes,
with Ashley Birch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Project Spartacus going up there for PlayStation 5 at least.
Yeah, definitely.
I think honestly, what's like we mentioned this very early on in the podcast, but like Sony needs to weaponize the fact that they're winning. And like that's what it's going to come down to is like you need to appeal to people that have PlayStation, nothing else, and parents, get them to sign up for this, and then pray to God they don't cancel it. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I mean, for one,
now I'm just looking at the other Dog Wars T-shirts.
Oh my god.
We can't.
Is this our new Sonic OC? We find a really terrible big dog shirt.
I mean, we didn't even talk about the fur razor one I sent in.
That's pretty bad.
Bad on several levels. Bad
but it's fur razor.
Fur razor.
Canine.
Yeah. Bad on several levels.
They couldn't even commit to making it canine.
Oh shit. Guess what they called the Big Lebowski?
The Big Lebarkski?
The Big Bowowski.
Okay.
That's really good.
That's good. Folks, that's our podcast. I hate that we're ending on Big Dog T-shirts, but that's our podcast. I hope that this service is good. I hope it has a bunch of backwards compatibility stuff. I don't think it will.
Big Dog T-shirts.
They announce a partnership with Big Dog. You buy a Big Dog shirt, you get a month for free.
PlayStation Project Barticus.
No, that's good. That's about the quality they would give us. So yeah, that's good.
Oh,
the Rex Files.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. This has been episode 27 of the Save Data Cast. Thank you all for joining us on this journey. If you liked that, please go check out patreon.com/savedatateam. We'd appreciate anything that you can give to make specifically Zach's situation more stable than it has been.
We all would, I'm sure.
We all would, but mainly Zach. So that we can keep bringing you the stuff that you like. With that, also, if you like this, please give it a thumbs up on YouTube. Give it a comment on YouTube. Give it a rating on the podcast service of your choice. It helps a lot. And special news, next week, Friday, March 11th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, we will be recording another episode of the Save Data Cast with special guest Greg Miller from Kinda Funny Games.
Whoa.
Biggest guest that we have had on any of our shows.
Will Greg Miller and I turn the entire podcast into something about wrestling? Find out.
Oh.
You could derail it.
Yeah, honestly,
you could derail that.
It wouldn't be hard.
But we will be on Kinda Funny's Twitch stream for the live viewers. So stay tuned. We'll announce it in Discord and everything still, but we will not be on Save Data Team. We'll probably still host Kinda Funny, but we won't be recording on this channel. So if you want to like interact with the chat and stuff, gonna be on a different channel, gonna have a bunch of new folks in it. We are gonna be talking about how specific games and moments in games have affected us in real life. So it should be hopefully a really interesting podcast for an hour.
Yeah.
If it's not, sorry.
And following that, we'll be doing a regular video game Jeopardy on our channel. Trying to get some guests for that, so stay tuned.
I'm trying to convert the folks, you know, get some conversions. I think that's it. Do we have anything else going on the rest of this weekend?
Hey, I guess if you have...
yeah, like I mentioned, on Saturday I should, unless something happens, should be on the Waypoint twitch.tv/Waypoint doing the day one raid for Destiny.
Heck yeah.
Zach,
I was just saying, check out the Gerda Valley music video if you haven't already.
Oh, yeah. And if you're tuning in live, tomorrow will be Ghost Trick as well. Is that correct?
That's right.
We
are playing Ghost Trick tomorrow. That's why, like, you said that, and I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, we are. It's been a while since we played that game.
And Sibylla, we are trying to get other people that are going to be part of this podcast bonanza on Kinda Funny to kind of bring it over and bridge the two groups. So we'll see if we can't get folks, we maybe we'll invite Squat, you know, from the 1800s.
100%. Exactly.
But that'll do it tonight. So folks, have a great rest of your day or night whenever you're listening to this. It's been fun. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, wonderful day.
A ding, ding, ding.